This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 465 for Friday, July 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures remain on their upward trajectory on Friday after turning around during the overnight session. The November canola contract adds $8.50 at $658.40 per ton, and the January contract climbs $8 at $668 per ton. There are gains in the Chicago soy complex, but Malaysian palm oil is lower. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is narrowly mixed in choppy trading. Slightly lower crude oil prices are putting a little bit of pressure on the oilseeds. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports of more than 252,000 tons for the week ending June 30th. That helps to raise the oilseeds exports past Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada's revised target of 6 million tons. However, canola exports are down nearly 1.36 million tons from a year ago. The Canadian dollar turns lower on Friday morning, with the loonie pulling back to 73.3 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 73.46. In the United States Department of Agriculture export sales report for the week ending June 27th, soybean export sales see old crop come in at the low end of trade expectations at 228,000 tons, while new crop hits the high end at 150,000 tons. U.S. soy meal export sales come to 213,000 tons of old crop and almost 289,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil is at 16,500 tons of old crop and 4,800 tons of new crop. While soy meal meet their market guesses, old crop soy oil exceeds projections. Export sales for corn are below trade estimates at 350,000 tons of old crop, but the 311,000 tons of new crop are towards the high end of projections. Those for U.S. wheat surpass trade expectations at more than 805,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Friday morning. The November contract tacks on a quarter cent at $11.23 per bushel. August soy oil adds 0.3 cents at 48.94 cents per pound. August soy meal gains $4 at $354.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn is up 4.5 cents at 4.10 per bushel. September oats dip 0.75 cents at 3.07. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago September advances 14.5 cents at 5.88.5. Kansas City September jumps 13 cents at 5.97, and Minneapolis September adds 8 cents at 6.30.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 5th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.